Last year, Vermont became the first state in the country to treat 18-year-olds as juvenile offenders. And starting next summer, 19-year-old offenders will get routed through the juvenile system as well. The law that ushered in these changes is known as Raise the Age, and it's part of an effort to rehabilitate young offenders by replacing prison sentences with counseling and other services. But members of the Scott administration say that when the legislature reconvenes in January, they will ask lawmakers to put that statute on hold. Because as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they say some young offenders are too dangerous to be treated like kids.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
Peter, right?
That's me, yeah.
Come on in. Nice to meet you.
Real pleasure to meet you.
Mary Ann Owen has kind eyes and a warm smile for everyone who walks into the 10-bed residential facility she runs in Berry City. It's the kind of welcome that most of the guys who come here aren't accustomed to.
Many of them have not been exposed to what we would call normal looks like or feels like or how you're spoken to when it's normal.
This place is called the Return House. It's part of the Washington County Youth Services Bureau, and it houses young men between the ages of 18 and 27, some of whom have been charged with serious felonies. There's no judgments here, though.
They're human beings, and you get to know the human inside that body that did whatever it did. And that, to me, is where I always fall. I always fall on the humanity. Second chance, let's try it. Let's try a third and fourth.
There are rules, like no iPhones or booze or drugs. The men have to make at least one communal dinner a week. They also have to attend counseling and abide by whatever other conditions a judge may have issued. Owen says there's an overarching philosophy that governs her approach.
It's really called positive youth development, meeting people where they are, realizing that the brain does not develop until 26 and over. And understanding that sometimes things have to be repetitive in order to be successful. And also that missteps are part of recovery.
And she says it seems to be working.
So we haven't had anybody commit another crime while they've been here. We've been very fortunate in that.
But Sean Brown, commissioner for the Department for Children and Families, says the state's overall record with young offenders hasn't been quite as unblemished as the return houses.
What those small number of cases do is presented a fairly significant public safety challenge with a level of dangerousness that was not anticipated when, you know, this law was being contemplated.
That law, passed in 2018, is known as Raise the Age. Last July marked the first phase of implementation when the age for jurisdiction in juvenile court rose to 18 years old. The Raise the Age law will bring 19-year-olds under the juvenile umbrella in July of 2022. In 2024, the age cutoff is scheduled to jump to 20. Brown, though, now wants to hold off on giving 19- and 20-year-olds the presumption of family court proceedings.
And that's what we're saying is let's slow down and let's reevaluate.
Reevaluate because some of the teenage offenders coming into the youth system aren't appropriate for juvenile treatment. That's according to Commissioner of Public Safety, Michael Sherling.
We're not talking about people who are, handing off a baggie of this or a dime bag of that. They're embedded in organized, violent, criminal syndicates, for lack of a better description, that are operating in multiple states.
Those cases, Sherling says, make up a tiny fraction of the thousands of young offenders processed under two legal tracks. One is Raise the Age. The other is known as the Youth Offender Status Law, which allows for people as old as 22 to go through confidential proceedings in family court instead of the adult court system. Not only does the Scott administration want to pause the Raise the Age statute, it also wants to revise the youth offender program. And here's how. Instead of letting prosecutors and judges decide who's eligible for youth offender status, Brown wants to use an assessment tool.
We believe we can address that by having this dangerousness assessment completed that would indicate whether that youth might be more appropriate in the adult system or the juvenile system.
Rory Tebow serves as state's attorney in Washington County. He says all of Vermont's 14 elected county prosecutors got together recently to discuss priorities for the upcoming legislative session.
Among one of the hot topics, of course, was Raise the Age in Youthful Offender.
Tebow says that state's attorneys agree that lawmakers should make changes to the Youthful Offender program. Instead of creating a new assessment tool, though,
every tool inherently has its own biases and own issues.
Tebow suggests the state create a new path through the criminal justice system. It would allow the state to process people between the age of 19 and 25 as adults, but keep their court records shielded from public view. And here's why that matters. For young offenders, there are two advantages to the Youthful Offender Program. It keeps them out of jail, of course, but it also guarantees their confidentiality so that youthful indiscretions don't leave a permanent stain on the records and prevent them from getting financial aid for college, for example, or having their professional potential derailed by a felony conviction. Thibault's proposal might not keep young offenders from coming under the custody of the Department of Corrections, but he says that new confidentiality provision would preserve the other critical element of the Youthful Offender Program,
which is to allow young offenders the opportunity not to have and suffer the lifelong consequences of poor decisions early in life.
Jay Diaz with the Vermont chapter of the ACLU opposes that idea. Confidentiality for young offenders is important, Diaz says, but he says the most crucial component of Raise the Age and the Youthful Offender Program is that it keeps young people from serving time in prison.
It's a dangerous place for young people. Typically, when they go into a prison setting, they come out worse.
Diaz says the Department for Children and Families has had years to prepare for changes to the way Vermont processes young offenders, and he says it shouldn't have come as a surprise that some of them would pose serious public safety risks. Instead of overhauling the entire system because of those small number of cases, Diaz says the state should figure out a better way to deal with the ones who are falling through the cracks. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.